Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, welcome back everybody to another great episode of Kong Cast, coming to you right here from Kong Republic Studios. My name is Jans and I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Christian Woodley.
What up, guys?
And you know the team already, Mr. DJ Nova behind the cameras, making sure our audio is also great. And here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And in the studio today, we have a talented DJ, an amazing producer, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. T-Man.
Thank you for coming, brother.
You know how we normally started off in a few icebreaker questions, get you into the flow of the interview.
No problem.
You know, he goes first.
So I'm going to go first, right? So what was the one thing your parents nagged you about?
To be honest, it's actually what I'm doing currently. Because
what?
No, like, trust me. Like, because it started like way back in school. So you know, like, parents, they always be like, you should finish school first, so I can do that other things, you know. On my side, honestly, it started like with music. I went to school and everything, but I actually dropped out in grade 10.
To do music,
already I was getting there.
Sure.
I mean, like, in everything, you know.
Yeah.
Then when I told my parents, I was like, guys, it's bad now.
Yeah.
I want to join the other side.
Sure.
Know? Yeah, obviously, you know, they always be like that. So if you do those things, then you should count us out, you know.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, but it's fine. Let me just try it, guys. And like, at least if you could just believe in me.
Sure.
You know?
Then,
I started, like, it was back in 2012. Started with Dom.
Yeah.
Also worked with Nova from Dom, Commercial House, you know.
Sure.
Even did hip hop.
So
then in 2018, that's where I was introduced to amapiano. Because I got signed under the same company with MFL Souls. Shout out to the guys.
MFL Souls too.
So yeah, when I went there, they showed me the formula of the sound. They were like, dog, if you want this sound, you should do this and this and this and this. Then you're going to master this sound, you know. Then from 2018 until actually now, I've been doing the amapiano sounds, you know, until like now.
I see. So
the one thing your parents told you not to do, you did, and you made it happen.
Now they're actually proud.
Which is great. But you see, it started off at grade 10. Grade 10 as well, for me, was the best 2 years of my life.
So I was like, guys, let me just give it a try, you know. Because you won't know what's going to happen.
You never know, bro.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Here with you guys.
Right.
So,
We're here with you.
Same thing, brother.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, my icebreaker is, tell us about a stranger you have never forgotten.
A stranger?
Yeah.
That I've never forgotten?
Yes.
On my side or?
No, or just a stranger that you still remember to this day.
Yeah, on your side.
Mm.
Someone who's a stranger now, but I still remember him or her.
Yes.
Well, honestly, there's a lot. You're
very observant. That you still remember.
Because, like, honestly, I don't forget people who came into my life and then left. Even the ones who left, like, I still remember them.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know where I'm gonna start, but to be honest, there are too many.
Good memories. Good memories. Yeah. So let's get into the main question, right? So, sir, what does T-Man stand for? Does it stand for the man? But where does T-Man come from?
Well, it's actually a bit complicated.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it down. You know, T-Man, the T is actually from my father's name.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, my father's name is Temba.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, so a lot of Abu Temba, Ikasi, Babiza Abu T-Man, you know.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, they were like, Babiza in our T-Man, like, hey, T-Man, hey, you good, T-Man, you know. Then when I grew up, like, his friends, they started calling me T-Man. hey, Timmy no mngani, hey, you good.
Ah.
Hey, Timmy, hey, come here, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I started like music, already like everyone, almost everyone, they'll call me Timmy.
So from there, obviously.
It went to there.
It just went to there. And then your real name?
My real name is Tando.
Tando. Yeah,
but like a lot of people, they feel like it's an obvious. Because my real name is also start with T. So, but it's not like that.
But you actually derived from your dad.
From your dad.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, then, since you are so prolific in producing, you know, doing music,
yeah,
a piano, you said you were doing hip hop,
I'm actually versatile.
Yeah, very versatile. Yeah. But outside of music, what else do you enjoy doing?
Well, I also did graphic designing.
Okay.
Creating like cover art.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also good in that, but it's the same as, you know, Fruity Loop. I'm not sure it's Fruity Loop and Photoshop.
Mm.
So like you have to give it your all.
Mm. Mm.
So if you like you're doing it both and alone, you know, it's gonna be a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to choose.
Sure.
Graphic designing or music. Yeah. And I just stick to music. Mm. You know?
So it's funny because
the skill is still there.
Yeah. I'm sure the skill is there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was my thing. My thing was so in 2006 I was the second best bass drummer in the world.
Oh,
I got
nice,
my South African
nice.
Colors. I got my international colors.
Wow.
I went to Rome, met the mayor, played in front of 7,000 people. It was a very exciting time.
Nice, yeah.
But then, you know, at school, right now, okay, school has come to an end. What do you do now? Do you do music? Or do you do
graphic design? You had to choose, you know.
And I didn't know what to do. I loved music.
Yeah, at the same time.
I didn't know any, because remember, I was in traditional music, so I was in like marching band.
So
I was in the marching band. So the marching band is it's not a big thing. You don't become rich from that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, what could probably make me more money?
Yeah.
And then I went towards graphic design. And then it was multiple. It was jewelry design, architecture, graphic design.
Nice.
And the only reason I picked graphic design, because you can probably do something different every day.
Yes.
You know, whereas architecture is always going to be doors and stuff.
Yeah. I guess music is the same in that way too.
It's actually the same, you know, because that's why I'm comparing the two, like Photoshop and Fruity Loop, the softwares that we use, the main softwares, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, outside music, anything else, no other hobbies?
I'm actually not sure, but like from where I've experienced my personal life, like I feel like I could learn a lot, you know, like I can explore, you can maybe be behind the scenes with no over there, you know. Like I feel like if like I give it my all, I can accomplish it.
But so tell me something, when did you realize it? Producing was a talent you had? Because you said this started even before school. While you were in school. But when did you realize it was an actual talent? Because you can start it, doesn't mean you're good at it. You were obviously good at it.
Yeah.
When did you figure out, hey, you know what? I'm actually kind of good at this.
Well, like it started like at a very young age. Mm. Like maybe 4. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
I used to run away from home, you know.
Maybe around
in my hood.
Yeah.
There's the plugging sound, or maybe there's 21st, or, you know.
Sure.
I used to go there, like run away from home. When I get there, I stand like behind the DJ.
Mm.
Okay.
I just watch like this. That's how I actually learned how to DJ.
No way.
Yeah, I was like watching them. Okay. Oh, when you press this, this happens. Oh, okay. Oh, so when you press this, this happens. Okay.
Mm.
Then, like, to be honest, from there, I felt like this is my calling.
Mm.
You know, because I always, like, feel complete when I'm around music or the DJ or the setup, the people, you know.
Mm.
So that's what I saw, like, from a very young age.
Yeah,
a very young age, you know. So, even, like, my parents, they always said that, you know, one day you're gonna be a DJ.
Yeah. They knew.
They saw it.
Okay, well, since you're so observant, you know, you go to, like, you were going to events when you were 4, right?
Yeah.
Who would you say was your biggest musical influence or your biggest idol?
To be honest, it's Oskido, actually. Oh. Yeah, shout out to Oskido.
That's an OG.
I used to watch, like, on TVs, you know, I used to see him there, like, oh, one day I want to be like this guy.
Yeah.
You know? So it's actually him.
A lot of people look up to Oski.
DJ Fresh. Yeah,
he was part of that era, man.
Exactly. Yeah. The old school vibes. Yeah. Okay.
That's great, man. That's great.
Thanks, guys.
So I just want to ask you something, right? Being such an awesome producer in your own right, what do you think makes a good producer?
I believe it's actually your ear. Because like you have to know the right sounds. You have to know what makes people happy, what makes people emotional when they're listening to a certain sounds of yours, you know. So what I've mastered in the production side, it's like even the beat, if it doesn't have like lyrics, you could still feel
something.
Like the mood of the beat. So that's what actually made T-Man. Because people like always ask, why is the sound so unique, dog? Why are you so unique? Why when I listen to someone, then I listen to you, I feel like on you there's something different, you know? Then that's where I told them, it's just like I've mastered my sound, you know? From way back, from I used to look up to Nova, even now actually, because you know,
shout out DJ Nova,
shout out, you know. So yeah, he also knows. Like we used to challenge ourselves to master that certain sound, you know. So yeah, it's like from way back we've been doing this.
Interesting.
Been hustling, man.
Yeah,
but okay, you being an Amapiano, you know, producer, you know, you've collaborated with plenty of people here in South Africa, right? But if you had to choose one international artist from overseas to come and jump on a song that you made, who would you choose?
Honestly, it's Beyonce.
You know what? Beyonce, man. Her vocals, they'd be crazy.
Rihanna, I even like maybe even like Drake.
Drake
on a T-Mate song. That sounds good, bro.
Drake and T-Man on the song.
Powerhouse voices.
One thing. Eventually.
It's gonna happen, bro.
It's gonna happen. Powerhouse voices really coming through. But guys, you know, powerhouses, just like here at Kong Republic, we're gonna be back right after this ad break with T-Man. Stay tuned.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another episode of Concast. And today we are with the one, the only, T-Man is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
I know, we're having a good interview thus far. You having fun, G?
I'm good.
You're nice.
But let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
So tell me something. Who, you know, producing, making music, and putting it out there is one thing. But playing a live set is a different thing. It's a whole different skill set.
Exactly.
So you as a producer, who impressed you the most on a live set?
It's actually Black Coffee. Shout out
to him. Saw him live, man.
Not actually. I never saw him live playing, you know. Like watching his videos, him being there, you know, that like really gives me an inspiration, you know. So I was like, have you heard me play?
No, I haven't heard you play, G. Yeah.
Soon.
Nova in the building is going to happen anytime.
It's actually him because the way he does these things, you know, the effects. It's how actually I play. But one day I'm a piano, you know. So sometimes I just feel like maybe one day when I be the Black Coffee of piano.
Aware.
So you mastered like his style or what he was doing.
Like I actually like watching him. Like, that's why from way back, I've been watching someone doing something, then I learn from there. So it's how I learn actually.
You have a photographic memory, Joe.
That's
tough. Just watching and learning and then just like that.
You know, as long as you know the basics, you know when you play it's like this. When you press Q or when you press next, you know, as long as you know the basics of the software of the CDJs, then you're good.
So what would you say is the most challenging thing about doing a live set?
It's actually the timing.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, when you play, like when you mix your songs, most of the DJs, they don't know how to play them at the right time. Mm. You know, that's where we find out maybe sometimes you play a song and then it doesn't match with the other.
Mm.
You know, it's because of the timing. Timing is very important. Mm. You know, if you don't have timing, like,
it's a problem.
It don't make sense.
It doesn't blend.
It don't make sense. You don't blend. You don't do anything.
You know, you're talking about timing, right? So me and Nova has been recently talking and we're looking at CDJs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now there's so many different types of CDJs.
Yeah, yeah,
There's CDJs that shows the wavelength so you can actually merge it together. But Nova is like, no, you don't need that. The good guys do everything in the ear. Yeah.
Well, it's actually the speed. It's, okay, we call it the BPM.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like
beats per minute.
Mm. Yeah, it's beats per minute.
Yeah.
So if you have 125 on your left CDJ.
Yeah.
The right CDJ, like automatically, 125.
125.
It has to be 125.
To blend it in together.
Yes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Even like other DJ, they haven't mastered that skill. You know, they haven't. So, I don't know. Maybe if they're watching this, maybe they're going to learn.
Yeah, but like, hey, I like
it's what is missing, you know. Because like they can't see. So I don't blame them. Like, like we learn in different ways, you know. But like, I feel like one day if they just look into that,
yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of DJs you like, no, yeah. you must still.
And like sometimes you're even scared of telling him because he's gonna be like, you know. So yeah, thank you.
So no, cool, man. But like regarding co-producing, right? Because you know we're familiar with artists jumping on songs with each another. We're familiar with vocalists doing this as well. But from a producing point of view, when you're co-producing, what are some of the challenges do you face?
Okay, when I'm co-producing.
Co-producing. So working with another producer who's equally as skilled as you.
Because both of you have got your ear
and both of you are very good in your own right. You know? Yeah. So what is the challenges when it comes to co-producing?
Well, the challenge is actually like understanding each other. No, because sometimes you're on the mood on like producing something soulful. And then he comes and like, oh no, dog, I wanna produce something for the streets. You know?
Okay.
So like most of the time it's understanding each other, you know, because we have to be in the same mood to work together.
Sure.
You can't be like playing, okay, I'm coming up with chords and then I say like add something, dog. Then he comes and then like ruin the song and add like some street vibes. It's not like
it's
the mood that we add.
Sure.
As long as they understand that, we good to
then
work.
So the moods need to align because soul and street.
Even on the vocalist, you know, the mood has to be the same.
The same.
So everybody basically got to be aligned, you know?
Yeah. That's why, like, honestly, I prefer working alone.
Oh, yeah.
Producing for me. Because I understand the vocalist.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, okay, on this mood, okay, I have to do something. I used to produce something like this, you know. So when I'm alone, I feel like it's way more easier, you know, than being with someone else.
Yeah.
Not like I don't like working with someone else, but I feel like it's way easier when I'm alone.
Sheesh. Okay, so which local producer would you like to co-produce with on a song? If you were to pick one or two.
Okay, can I pick the ones that I work with, maybe?
You've already worked with them, G.
People
that you can think of, maybe that you haven't worked with, or you have like an idea, you know, that you like, you see this
who
guy.
Who you'd like to work with.
Yeah, maybe this guy understands my sound.
I feel like it's Kabza.
Kabza.
Oh,
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, we once worked in it, but not in a formal way. We just met, and then... I even feel like he forgot about the song, you know. So I was like,
that's exciting.
It's okay, though.
Sure.
But I know maybe if you meet one day, I'm going to be like, no, remember.
Yeah.
So how was that experience, though, meeting Kabza and kind of working with him in that small?
It was actually great.
Was he welcoming?
Yeah. He's such a humble guy.
He looks, right?
He's humble. He's not like, there are other people. If you like, when you look at them, you're even scared of talking to them. You know, but him, he's just a good guy, you know.
Aware, bro.
Okay, so Kabza, you'd like to co-produce with him.
Kabza, yeah.
But so let's talk about, you know, everybody, well, we've been in a creative industry, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe there's such thing as bad crits. You know, I think, you know, everybody got their opinion, yes, but I don't believe there's a bad crit. So, and I do believe every crit we get, like, improves our creativity. So let me ask you, what did a producer ever crit you and really change the way you made music for the best? What was the best crit you ever got from a producer that really affected you and the way you change music?
Well, like, it's actually... there was this other producer, you know, when we got there, he was drunk. So like, he was like, no, nah, it's cool, it's cool. So we got there, I played my songs. He's like, nah, dog, I don't feel this, man. Like, we need something, like, something unique. The way he was describing my production, it's actually, like, I took it as a compliment, you know, because a lot of people, they compliment me like this. So he, that's why I'm saying he was drunk. That's why I was like, nah, it's okay. But the way he mentioned, like, everything, no, dog, we don't need that. He said, we don't need that. And it was already there, you know. Nah, dog, we need this kind of bass line, you know, that matches with the beat and this and this and this. Then I was like, but dog, everything is there. Already, everything that you're mentioning is there, it's know. So that's where I started noticing, like, everyone, they won't see the side that you see of music, you know. When I make music in studio, I feel some, like, whatever, you know. But when someone listens to it, there's a difference. That's why sometimes you have to, like, produce for the people, not for you. Yes, it is yours, you know, but you need to know that there are people who's going to listen to the song, so including the lyrics, the message behind the song. You have to make sure that everything is proper.
Who was the producer, by the way, sir? Who was this producer that gave, the drunk producer that gave you this script?
Ah, no, I don't feel like... No, not yet.
But it was a good thing, right?
Yeah, it was actually...
And it changed.
Shout out to him, actually.
So it was a good thing. It's not a negative thing at all.
That's why I said, like, I took it as a compliment, you know? That's what makes me, like, that's what keep me going, you know? So I was like, yeah. I was actually happy. I wasn't disappointed. I was like, oh, he noticed. And he was drunk.
Was he a big guy? Was he a big guy?
Yeah, industry? He is now. He is now.
Okay, that's why you're down the top.
Well, Conquerors, we're still going to be back with T-Man straight after this ad break. Better stay tuned, guys.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another great episode of Kongcast. And today in the building, we are with the talented producer and DJ, Mr. T-Man. It's a great interview thus far, guys. We're very blessed. We're happy that you're here, G.
Nah, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, but let's get a little bit personal, Mr. T-Man, right? Yes. So you good friends with our friends, Bossy and TJ.
Tell me
how that relationship start, bro.
I'm going to start with Bossy.
Sure.
You know Bossy when she was still in high school, actually. I knew her with who? Who's that guy? I actually forgot the name. But he's the one who texted me and was like, dog, I have this... I think they were dating back then.
Okay.
I was like, hey, dog, my girlfriend can sing. Oh, Siraz, send something. Let's hear, man. Then I heard her voice and I was like, huh. This is the next big thing, you know. Yeah, then, and at the same time, she also wanted to work with me, like, so bad, you know. So when we met, we were like we just connected. Mm. We just connected because like I would just play a beat. And then she just writes. Like, she doesn't even take long to write.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, let's go. Let's record. Like, oh, okay. Just like that.
Let's go.
So ever since we've been like together and we even got signed together in the same company.
With that MFR Souls.
Yeah, with like, MFR Souls. Mm. So like we've been like together. You know, she's like a sister to me.
Oh, yeah, bro. And TJ?
TJ. We once went to the same high school, yeah, in Foslorasi Erasmus.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we never knew, you know, because now when we talk now, like, oh man, now we also went there, but I didn't see you there. I wasn't TJ there, and I wasn't also T Man.
Yeah, you was Jabulani there.
Yeah, when we met like, I think 2018. When I was still like studying the amapiano genre, you know, I heard like this TJ. I knew him with his ex partner, actually business partner, Tugzin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Tugzin, we were like on the same hood, you know. So he told me like, I know, dog, I'm with TJ now. Yeah, we like MFR. Oh, so you have a duo now? Okay. Who's that guy? Nah, he does this and this and this and this. Oh, okay, nah, it's cool. Then, like, I think it was like after two weeks after, he called me and was like, sure, my man, I need your help with mixing and mastering, you know.
Sure.
I also do that, like sound engineering and, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, who's this? Like, oh, no, it's TJ. TJ. I know that name. Like, Tugzin told me about this name 2 weeks back, you know. I'm like, oh, the one who works with Tugzin. He was like, yeah, man. Yeah, so you should come to my studio, man. I'm like, okay. When? Told me the date. I went there. Like, one thing I loved about him, like, it was the same as Basine, but on the producer side.
Okay.
Like, he
He's
understood
not a vocalist.
Me. Yeah, like, we communicated, like, without even speaking.
Yeah, the energy.
Like, yeah, the energy. When I put this bass line, he also put this and it makes sense. You know, so since like from there, I was like, nah, dude, you're the one.
Number he's
one.
A good guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's very welcoming as well.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to him also.
Yeah, shout out TJ.
Well, I mean, you've been working with, you know, multiple people, you know, TJ, Basi, but you got yourself an OG.
Cuesta.
Like Cuesta.
Cuesta
on your song called Nongoloza. So how did that even come to be? Even that relationship, how did that happen?
Well, honestly, like,
I mean, with Cuesta, he's a big guy.
Yo, he's a big
he's not
guy.
The, he's like, he's like one of the biggest guys in the game.
Yeah. So when we made the song, we were not in the same studio, actually.
Sure.
Like, the management team organized everything. I told them that I want a collaboration with Cuesta. They were like, no, we can make a plan about that, you know. They called him. He was busy. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. You
know? So he's like, no, I'd rather send the beats. I'll record on my side. Then I'll send the vocals. Back, you know?
Sure.
Then I like, either way, as long as Cuesta is going to be on my song, you know. Then I sent the beat. He actually loved it, you know. And he was like, no, bro, give me like a week. It took like, I think it was almost a month until he sent the vocal. I was even like, nah, dude, it's fine. Eh.
He doesn't
you
want.
Know? Then he was like, nah, no.
Sent it.
You, bro. Like, I was
that
so
day,
happy.
When he sent it, he went crazy.
Same time, I don't know. Like, I was on a gig when he sent the link to the files. You know, I was like, dude, I have to go. I have a big feature here, so I have to go, guys. Like,
so you left your gig to go and work on this immediately.
Went to the studio. I arrived at home like it was like 4 a.m. I was tired, bruh.
And still,
I was like, no.
You're
I
so
have to
excited.
Finish this.
You need
yeah,
to finish.
I did finish. I finished like around 7 a.m. I started from 4.
So wait, hold on. You finished it the same day you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, you never
then
waste time, bro.
Back. I didn't. Sent it back. He also loved it. Then I was like, let's drop this.
Oh,
where,
bro? That's when it happened.
That's very exciting, bro.
Yeah. too much, man.
It was actually a great experience, you know. Mm. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Cuesta.
Shout out Cuesta.
But so let's talk about it, right? Like, because you also featured Holly Ray on Take Me Back, you know? Mm. And I think firstly, you know, kudos to you, bro, because because it's different from what the normal person is doing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But what's your take on getting white vocalist on Ama Piano? Because I personally love what Costa is doing, Hollywood, like, I mean, like, I love it, but now this is your thing and you decided to make this happen. So tell me your opinion on that, sir.
Well, it's actually what you spoke about, like, about my production.
Mm.
I actually mastered the sound so that, like, even a vocalist, when they're listening to the beat, without, like, even have to ask or what, like, they have to understand it. They have to love it. They have to, you know. Yes. So that when they find out, oh, it's T-Man. Who's T-Man? Nah, it's someone like, he's still going, you know.
Yeah.
So he's not famous.
Mm.
Yeah. And he made this. Yeah. Mm. Like, Holly Ray was actually like that. So he's like, he's not even famous. Holly Ray thought it was MFR.
Oh.
Produced the beat, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, no, it's me.
Mm.
Who are you?
You
know.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out soon. Very soon. Very soon, you know. So like, from Cuesta to actually the big guys, you know, it started like that. We never went to the same studio on our first song.
Yes.
Until they heard the beat. Then they were like, I have to meet this guy.
Sure.
You know, so yeah.
Well, you shot a video with Holly Ray too,
right? Also shot a video,
So like, she must have really loved the production,
she really
man.
Loved it. She really loved it. Because it's also her first Ama Piano song.
So what do you think about that, man? Like, having white people, you know, getting into the vibe of coming
Ama
onto
Piano.
Ama Piano.
Specifically Ama Piano.
Yeah.
It's actually a great thing because even Vele on Ama Piano, it's all about unity, you know. Like, we like to check. That's why I'm saying even Beyonce can jump on it.
Sure.
You know, even Sengi Mhlaba, the gospel singer,
she can jump.
She can. She can. You just have to set the right elements for her, accommodate her also.
Yes.
You can't give Sengi Mhlaba maybe the Umlando beat.
Mm. Okay, sure. You know, I don't mix.
You know, so you have to understand the producer.
Mm.
I mean the vocalist, you know. Yeah.
But it's cool, bro, because you're breaking boundaries here.
Yeah,
you know, you're starting new trends and setting new, which is very cool, you know, because it shows you're thinking outside the box. You're not just like this, you know, you're open to
everything. Yeah, he said he's versatile, you know.
Which is very cool, bro, which is very cool. I think it's amazing. I think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing.
The people you've worked with are also versatile, you know, they are just different from different places.
What would you say? There's still more
coming. Ah, wait. But what was it like working with Lady Du on Uzumaista?
On Lady Du, it's way different than the other artists that I've included, you know. Because Lady Du, we started like way, way back.
Oh,
like way back from. She once made that single with DJ Clock. I'm a P, I'm a Ning, I'm a Ning, I'm a Ning.
Sure.
Yeah, from there, after that, that's when I started working with her.
Lady Du.
Until like now. You know, like Lady Du, like.
You have a good relationship.
Like,
with
like
her.
I'm her personal producer.
Mm.
You know, like when she wants something done, I'm the one who understands her.
Right.
You know, everything, like from her music. Sometimes she doesn't even go to the other studios to record with the big guys.
Mm.
She comes to me, they send the beat, she records to me, then we send them back, you know. So it's always been that between me and her until the Zumaista. Zumaista is actually, it was a basic song actually, because she was like, she came to studio and was like, dog, I want something like that's gonna make Zuma listen to it and dance to it one day.
Okay, you know? Sure.
Was that the brief?
There was this TikTok.
Sure.
Yeah, she was like, yo, what if Zuma dog joined the TikTok challenge? Let's try it. Lady Du is she's someone who dreams big.
Clearly.
Clearly. It happens.
Mm.
You know, when she wants something to, like, she get it done, you know. So I was like, okay, let's try it.
Sure.
Let's try it. I made a beat like from scratch. Then like she didn't even write that thing. Like she was like, let's record.
Freestyle.
Freestyle. Okay, Zuma is da. Is da, Zuma is da. I was like, dude, you can't be serious. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't release this. Yeah. Trust me, dude. Trust me. You have to drop this.
Yes.
I was like, okay, let's try it.
No, you must trust her because it has 1.8 million views on YouTube. See,
so it actually worked. It actually worked.
And it's not I was a like, basic song.
Yo, I'm really proud of that decision she made,
It is very good. I mean, like strategically, like I think it's very amazing because now you're mixing politics and music.
You know,
and I think that, you know, in order for it to do so, because Ganesh, like Yandisa said, alone on YouTube, 1.8 million, all right? And then, I mean, it has many more millions of streams and views online, right?
Yes.
But like, what's your opinion on mixing music and politics in the fragmented South Africa we live in today?
Yeah, actually, it's actually a great thing for me because I feel like there's a lot of politics, as you say, you know, like there's a lot of politics, but I believe that on my side, one thing that I'm going to do at the end of the day is just like combine them with music. Music, nothing else, nothing, no violence, just music, you know. Like, so I believe like amapiano, like it's possible with amapiano. Yeah, that's what I actually love about this genre, you know, because you can put like anyone.
Anything, any subject matter.
Yeah, but you have to do it in the right way, you know. Yeah, it has to make sense.
And like you said, there's so much love with amapiano, bro. Yeah. It's open for everyone. It's not just specifically for this person.
You can go to
person.
Student record now. Tomorrow, you're a big hit. You know, so
you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
try
like,
it out.
it's
Lady Do knew.
Yeah, you know about so much.
But I think from a strategical point of view, that was absolutely amazing. So because he did so well so quickly, and I think because of all the politics that was happening, and because amapiano being such a big thing in the country now, it was just such an awesome blend.
Mixed,
so well.
Like it made sense. It was like wow. The timing, everything, you know.
Everything.
It was COVID, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of politics in that, you know. So, but it happened. You know,
no, like, man, the message.
The message, you know,
No, I get you. Okay, well, you having worked with your Lady Doos, your Questas, you know, producing and working with so many people, what would you say personally for you has been your most rewarding moment in your career so far?
Well, to be honest, it's actually making it this far.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because, like, there's a lot of people who wants to be here, like, you know.
Sure.
You know, this kind of platform.
Comes,
you know?
Yeah,
so, like, I feel like being here, it's not child's play, you know. It's hard work. You have to be recognized. The brand has to be there. You know, so I feel like, yo, this is actually a great moment for me.
Yeah, this
is a great moment.
Shout and you know what? There's only so much more for you too as well, bro. Because like you said, it's hard work.
Yeah, it's hard work.
You never, it never just come to you, bro. You put in the hours. I mean, you're telling us about how you're leaving a van to jump on.
Sleepless night. So it goes with the struggle and everything.
Sacrifice.
But eventually, it works out.
But you know, when you love what you do, it's a really hard work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I won't say it's hard work.
It also
work,
goes with patience, actually, because a lot of people, they'd be like, ah, I give up. You know, but if you have patience.
Patience is hectic.
You have to be willing to challenge yourself, you know. Because there's a lot of big guns out there. They don't see you the way you do. You know, sometimes they just come to you, your life, and just want to rob you. You know, so you have to be prepared for that. You have to. But eventually it's gonna work out.
Eventually it's gonna work out.
Just have to believe in patience.
You know, MJ, we had MJ, the vocalist, and he said the exact same thing. He said, you know, there was days where he was walking from Hatfield to Central Pretoria, you know, and he wasn't making money on the vent, but purely just to get that experience, you know, to sing and
also
do stuff.
Once, like, had like free gigs, you know, play for drinks.
Play for drinks.
Yeah. We play for drinks. They give you 6-pack, bruh. Yeah. We play for an hour.
and then they were like, oh shit, T-Man is so hot. Getting more drinks.
You know, but that time, it couldn't make sense. On Pelatina, like from way back, sure. I've been loving this, you know. So yes. By that time, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm going to play for the people, make people happy, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. Those drinks, it's fine. But, you know, so we also started there. Mm-hmm. Baby steps.
So it's been a slow and steady progress. It wasn't just an overnight success kind of thing. Aware, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what? The stuff that lasts the longest is generally slow and steady.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so kudos to you, bro.
Kudos to you, T-Man. I get T-Man, when it comes to you, you know, your goals, your... the future of your brand, what you want to do. What would you like to tell the fans? Like, what can we expect from you?
And I know you're dropping soon.
Yeah,
it's actually available on digital platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Tell the guys.
Atmosphere EP, guys. Mm. 5 tracks available on all digital platforms. Go get it. Some good music, everything.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
But my man, you know what? We are so excited that you came through for the podcast.
I mean,
you can ask your manager how many calls he got, you know? You know?
Even Nova, he once told me about this, but I'm even shocked seeing him here. Like, oh, it's what he was talking about.
Yeah, Nova,
I kind of feel bad in a way, but I'm going to apologize to him, you know? Because I'm the one who paid him.
As long as you're here now, shout out.
Noah is quite an integral part of the whole team here, bro. But like, man, from our side, bro, we want to just wish you everything of the best.
Please don't treat us
as a normal studio. We got services to hire, and you're more than welcome to use everything. But bro, you know us. You give us a call. Don't use the website. Give us a call and pop through. You know, it's our door, bro. We
so
want to see
guys.
You here more often.
Yeah,
we want to, so you know, when you're not busy playing at events and making super hit music, man, come through. Have a drink with us, bro.
And
you know, make some music in our studios.
We have to.
You know, but man, you know, we wish you every single thing of the best. Please regard us as family now, my man. And then, you know, we'd like to offer you, bro, a free album art, bro, for your next track, next single, next EP, you come through, bro. We'll do a nice fancy photo shoot, and we're going to take it one step further and make a beautiful artwork out of
shout
it,
out,
bro.
Guys, shout out,
you know, so yeah, we excited to do it, man.
We should definitely do it.
So yeah, bro, make it happen, bro. Speak to our peeps, bro. Let's hit it up. Let's do the shoot and let's create out. Give us a cool brief. And let's work this beautiful artwork for you, bro.
Shout out, guys.
But my man, thank you so much, bro.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, Conquerors. Well, that was that with our episode on Conquest with the one, the only Mr. T-Man in the building. And from everybody in the studio here, we would like to say safe. Bye, guys. Kong Republic, I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Conquest.